Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To the session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the only way that happens is when you get involved. When you really have a clue, when you really have the information you need. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anybody else surprised? I got other stuff I want to talk about, but anybody else that really shocked that Romney's niece won again as head of the RNC? I'm not. And if you are, I have to question your sanity. Come on. Right? You want to talk about the old guard, people not wanting to do the work? You know, the Republicans, do you really want to make a change? Now, Harmy Dillon, in all transparency, she was my attorney for the Katie Hill case. But she's a bulldog. She knew what needed to be done. She talked about what needed to be done. Barrett wouldn't even, Ronald, she wouldn't even, I guess she wouldn't even debate her. She didn't see any reason to. Ridiculous. And yet we make fun of others who won't do that. But we won't call out our own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. And where? Unlike the Democrats, where were all our attorneys out that day, on election day? Where were they in hunkering down and making sure that we had what we needed, who we needed, and why we needed to get ready to get these suits out against these states that really weren't doing the right thing? We know they weren't doing the right thing. Come on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I hate this thing. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Well, today, for some of you who don't know, is International Day of Commemorative in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust. Probably not being celebrated in Iran. Just saying. Now, every year around the 27th of January, UNESCO pays tribute to the memory of the victims of the Holocaust. It reaffirms, you know, again, it's so true. Years ago, I remember doing a whole, it had to be years ago. In high school, right, doing a whole week, I think it was, on the Holocaust. Not that we need a whole week on it, but at the time, a whole week on it. to explain truly what went down, why it happened, what was it all about. And remember, one of the things in the teaching that went down was the fact that the reason we took so much video of the Holocaust, think about this, right? The reason our military ordered that we take so much video of this is because they knew that someday people would deny it ever happened. Right? Deny it ever happened. Deny that, there were that many Jews killed. Like 6+ million. And look at what's happened. Look at all the things that are being denied today. Things that we have people that were alive for, still here, still around, afraid to open their mouth. Right? Are you telling your kids about this? Are you telling your grandkids about this? Are you talking about this situation? Now, this date really marks the anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi concentration. And, why call them concentration? They were extermination camps, period. Right? It was January 1945. It was officially proclaimed in November 2005, International Day of Commemoration, by the United Nations General Assembly. If you think about it, what went down? How come we didn't get involved? I won't say we, but all right, I'm talking about Christians now. The Christian churches refused to get involved in this. The bulk of them, they were afraid of what Hitler would do to them. It's terrible. And it's not right. They really thought, if you do your history tests, they really thought that if they left Hitler alone, if they turned a blind eye, he would leave them alone. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You know it wasn't going to happen. And I think you need to do this every year. You need to keep this alive every year. You need to make sure that people know about this every year. Play the videos. Do what you got to do. Do not let this die. I mean it. Don't let it die. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll see what Sonia has to say about this when she comes back. Talk a little bit about the video showing the police, the five police officers, beating Tyree Nichols. And Pelosi's, I don't know what to call it. His video debut. Really weird. Really awkward. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
All right, I'm going to talk. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
All right.
So I had to change that back to...
All right, here we go. Got to go in. Got to go in. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way that we all win. When we all come together, when we all get informed, look at that, how does that happen? When we all come together and we all get informed, things change. You can make things happen. Always appreciate your time with me. Guess who's with me? I think she's there. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. Always appreciate the time she spends with us and the perspective that she brings to the situation. Hi, Sonia.
Howdy.
That's it? Howdy?
Things are so crazy. If I get on a roll, I may not stop. So I think Howdy is sufficient.
long as it's not sourdough, we're good. Get it? Boom, boom. Three of us will be here all week.
Oh.
I know that was bad. What do you want from me? Okay, I got, you know, I got some good stories. I got some not so good stories, some crazy stories. You know?
All right.
Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. You really think that, did you see it on any of the mainstream channels anywhere? Curious.
No.
No. Gee. I wonder why.
Don't you hear about all people?
I wonder if Black Jew Lives Matter.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Did you?
No. No.
I'm
you know,
sorry.
They don't really have to. They don't. I don't. You know what? I can't speak for liberals. Lord knows. I can't. I can't be left out.
Totally.
I know they're anti-Semitic, so why would they give a hoot about the Holocaust?
Well, you think, yeah, right, you're right, they don't. And you've got, I think, you lived there, not me, but they've got a lot of Jews in Hollywood. And, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to fall down Kanye's well, but there's quite a few. There's a bit.
Yeah. It is amazing to me the way they are and the way they, you know, they talk about this stuff. I got to find it. It was a story I was going to specifically do with you, and now I can't find it, which is there was a black director, and she was raving the other day about the fact that she didn't get a nomination, and she felt it was because she was a black female, and Hollywood wouldn't give a black female the go-ahead or the nomination for as a director or what have you. And I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't know any, and I'm thinking, as you're saying this, I'm trying to think of any black female directors. I have to tell you, my family's from the South, and I visited the South every summer of my life up until when I was 15. And I have never experienced the kind of racism that I experienced, and sexism, that I experienced in Hollywood. You know, I don't care how deep South I went. And they don't realize it. I mean, we've said this several times before. They're so self-unaware that
right.
They don't realize that they win the Academy Award for being the biggest racist on the planet. Racially minded, at the very least.
Well, yes, it's sad because, again, remember, they're telling us in their movies, in when you see the interviews and what have you, how morally superior they are to us, mm-hmm. how much smarter they are, how much more they know than we do, aren't they?
They have to believe that. They have to believe that, you know? And I've said this before. I've never heard the term, I'm a good person, right? Doesn't make me a bad person. I'm a good person. I heard that so many times in Hollywood, I'd never heard it before, and I've certainly never heard a good person say that. We don't have to question if we're good people or not, but I think there's something inside them that knows there's something a little off. So they do question
that,
and they try to be a good person, but not by being a good person, but by imposing their beliefs on other people and demanding that they co-sign it. You know, I can't remember the last black female director, although I'm sure there has to have been one. But as you were doing that report, if it's not Black Year, black people ain't getting awards in Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
It's especially in the Oscar level. There'll be probably more, and I'm just saying this off the cuff, more international directors than black American directors. I don't know. I don't know who she is. I don't know. Do you know what her film was?
I'll find out during the break.
Okay, good. Because it's even, you know, there is a lack in Hollywood of equity. But these, like you said, are the people who are telling us that we need to be more diverse and we need to kick Black Lives Matter. And, you know, so.
Are you actually telling me that Hollywood may not be fair? Or equitable to the black community?
They're not fair equitable to women or to, you know, why do they still have to have affirmative action programs in Hollywood if they were so perfect? Why do they have to have those programs? You know, that's how I got in Hollywood. And to be honest, I've got a kid that works there, and still, if she doesn't pitch a show that's quote-unquote black, then they won't listen to her. I had a friend when I was coming up. He's a black guy, and he was a deadhead. He was a Grateful Dead fanatic. He knew everything about the Grateful Dead. He just happened to be
funny.
Black.
Most people today wouldn't even know what that means.
I know. That's
right. Go ahead. That's why I giggled. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that was he goes in to pitch this movie about the Grateful Dead over and over, and they can't get past the fact that he's a black guy doing this. He never got it off the ground. In fact, he ended up having to go to Europe to teach writing because he couldn't feed his family here.
Wow. And yeah. And then you get a guy like oh God, who did the Madea movies?
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, right? Now, here's a guy ultimately became a multimillionaire, okay, won all kinds of awards, and let's just be honest about it. His movies were kind of based on some black stereotypes, were they not?
I don't know if there was. There are people in our community who are like that. I know people were upset.
I got people in the Italian community that are like that, so go ahead.
Exactly. Those are real people. We may not be proud of to see them in all cases, but he has a right to portray any sort of characters that he grew up with or he knows are true to him. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But, you know, and he's a black male director. You know, of course, Spike Lee, I can name, you know, a few other black directors, but black female directors. There was a woman who directed Woman King. I wonder if that's the woman you're talking about.
What was the name of the woman?
I'm really getting sick of their sour grapes, to be honest. You know,
well, that's what I mean. It's kind of like every time they get left out, and I have to say, maybe, just maybe, some of them, your movie wasn't that great. Your directing wasn't that great. Your acting wasn't that great.
You know what?
Maybe.
Black people used to have their own theaters, their own production companies, their own. They shot their own movies. Right. They didn't have to go to the
We need to talk about that on the other side of the break. All right.
All right.
Ciao. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke with Tyre Nichols' mother and stepfather to express his condolences as the video footage of the police beating was released Friday night. Biden commended the family's courage and strength. Five ex-police officers face second-degree murder charges. Protesters have assembled in Memphis, shutting down I-55. There also were protests Friday night in Atlanta, New York City, and other parts of the country. At least five people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshippers who were gathered for Friday night prayers. A group of bipartisan lawmakers are introducing a Holocaust education bill to the House. The bill, which has over 60 co-sponsors, comes amid a rise in anti-Semitism throughout the USA. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. That means you're involved. You're paying attention. You know what's happening. I mean, otherwise, you, as I always say, it's so true, you are part of the problem. You know, I hear people come up in front of my school board meeting. They don't get informed. They really don't understand what the law is. I want to help them. I can't. Because they come up and they spew stuff that just isn't real. It isn't true. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me bring her in. Sonya Smith joins us like she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, Sonya, I mean, during the break, we were talking about how those the moral superiority of Hollywood, you know, they got it all together. They're telling us how to do, what to live, where to live, and how we should act. And here you have these people that, you know, allowed Harvey Weinstein to go ahead and basically rape these women and get away with it.
Right. For years and years, and they all knew it, and but they wanted to get in the club, you know, and that was the way beautiful young women got in. And that Weinstein, boy, that legacy is amazing. What they did for movies is amazing. Their name is on everything big. And they're, you know, they were the kings. So, you know, but I feel bad for those women, but when they wag their fingers at the rest of us and call us names and hicks and unintelligent and listen, I met some of the dumbest people ever in Hollywood. I mean, I'm talking talent wise, maybe not the writers, directors, but these ain't bright people. But they've been told yes for so long, you know, to everything that they do, they think that they are superior to us. You know,
there's no question about it.
Global warming thing. They're animated again over this climate change crap while they're driving around in their limos and their jets and their. They don't see that we see them. I always say they think they have a magical force field around them, and we can't see them.
They're like DC. They live in a whole different universe.
Yeah, and they can. And they can. They can point the finger at us and call us racist for not wanting CRT in our classrooms, whereas they don't have to worry about that. They probably don't go to schools where that stuff is taught, or if they do, they probably think it's the right thing, rather than go, you know what, I don't have a problem with it, but I can understand how some people might have a problem with this. So why can't we all just decide what we want for our kids and,
Why can't we just all get along?
Why can't we all just get along?
Some people won't even know what that is about. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, speaking of that, you saw what's gone down in Georgia with the five cops. You know what's really funny? Not that this makes it any better, but how many news outlets are reporting that five black police officers beat a black man?
Right.
Let's just be fair and honest. If this police officers were white, that's all you would hear.
Please, if one of them was white, that's all you would hear. I saw this story this morning and went, how the heck did I not hear about this? And is this a fair one? What's going on? I'm naturally curious. Then I saw the picture of the cops who did it. I thought, oh, okay, I see why. Doesn't fit the narrative.
Right. Yeah, they can't defend it. They can't talk about it, really, if you think about it. Because what's the narrative going to be? What's the conversation going to be for the Joe Scarboroughs of the world, right?
Well, if they want the police, department defunded, what difference does it make what color they are? You know, defund the police is defund the police. You would think that they would be. Again, we're talking about hypocrisy, so they don't know how to not be that.
And they're talking about, you know, this weekend just having nothing but violence across the country.
That's what I
heard. And the family has even come out and said, look, don't burn down our neighborhoods. Don't do what you always do. This is ridiculous.
But it's not them. It's the paid Democrat operatives. It's Antifa. It's Black Lives Matter. These people are funded groups to do exactly what they're going to do. These aren't the people, I don't think, from the neighborhood. These aren't people from Georgia who want to burn down their own neighborhoods and businesses. These are hired people who come in and destroy America because that's what they're all about.
Well, some of the stories that I'm reading are talking about how first of all, it's not just the five Memphis police officers that are involved in this. There's actually people in the fire department, staffers at the police department that have kind of been, I won't say covering up, but making sure that this really doesn't, every aspect of this doesn't come out. So they've been put on leave with this. Is Memphis still an extremely racist community, if you would?
I don't know. I don't even understand any of that. I mean,
I have friends of mine that grew up, I'm an old man, but friends of mine that grew up in the South, and they said at one time, Memphis was really...
Oh, Memphis was bad.
Oh, very bad. But that it had changed over the years. And was it racist-free? No. It wasn't racist-free, but it wasn't anything like it was in the 50s or 60s.
Sure.
So, go ahead.
Again, I can just tell you from a girl from Hollywood and a girl whose family comes from the South, and I visited the South every year until I was 15, I would have to say Hollywood was much more racist than the South.
Really?
And you're not going to alleviate racism. I don't know what the goal is with the left, but
you get mad at me when I say that to people. I go, look, as long as you have heartbeats, you will not get rid of hate.
When has there never been racism? When has there never been slavery? There's slavery going on now. You know, I'm not excusing bad behavior. I'm saying it's awful human nature, which is why we all need Jesus.
You are correct. You're right.
It's the only thing that's going to, work at that evil that works in our heart.
Yeah, and you got to make a concerted effort to do it, too. And people are dependent on being spoon-fed? Spoon-fed.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. That they don't get it. They don't want to get it. They don't want to be part of it, if you would. You know, they like living in their little world. in their little elbow space, and they're very happy there.
They don't hear it. First of all, faith comes by hearing, and all they hear, I mean, all you got to do is listen to 5 minutes of Joe Scarborough's show or CNN, MSNBC.
I get to 2.5 minutes, I'm ready to throw up.
But you get why they believe what they believe. I just don't understand how in the face of another idea that they can at least go, wait a minute, what? You know, like, I did so much research on the vaxes and boosters and COVID and all that when it was first coming down. It just, nothing seemed normal. Nothing seemed right. You could tell, follow the money. There's just too many signs that we were being used. This is a psyops. So however, you know, conspiratorial I may sound, I will do it. But now everything that I was thinking and everything I tried to mentioned to my leftist relatives, and they shut me up, of course, and with such arrogance, too, with such arrogance. And now I don't know how you can not hear that there is some major discrepancies, there's some major problems going on here with the vax manufacturers, with Dr. Fauci. You know, we all heard that stuff way early in the game. And how they missed it is beyond me. And we're supposed to be the stupid hicks. I'd learn more from the stupid hicks than ever from the left.
I'm loving watching some of them put up posts on Twitter and other places where they go, okay, we were the conspiracy theories. And look at how many people now are dying from heart issues. All of a sudden, we've never seen this kind of thing.
Right.
Right,
but they don't have any response to it. Have you? I haven't seen what they.
Oh no, you won't. You know you won't.
Nothing to see here. Yeah. Nothing to see here. As people are dropping like flies. Now, do we know all these people have been vaxxed? Because they sure keep that out of the article. And that's like, you know how when there's a crime committed and they don't mention the color of the criminal, you know it's a black person because they're hiding that narrative. I believe it's the same.
No. It's sad that we got there. All right, we got to go for a break. We come back. We're going to talk about, we're going to go right back to the women not being their due in Hollywood. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McTeague, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way that you win. Right? It's the only way you make a change. It's the only way you'll make a difference. Otherwise, you sound like the rest of the morons out there trying to make make sense out of something stupid. All right. This is why I have Sony on. Somebody's got to straighten me out. Right? Somebody's got to tell me what's right, what's wrong, what's whatever.
So I don't know anymore. It all seems like we're in a world that's... It seems like Earth is tilted in the wrong direction or elongated. Something is wrong. I don't know.
You think?
But it's really... It's like every day it's a new wrong and it's a new depth of wrong. I'm so disappointed, not surprised, but disappointed at the RNC vote today. I knew it was going to happen. Those guys aren't going to give up their money laundering, you know?
Well, just think about something. Okay, these are my words, not yours. And I love doing this to them. You know, they chose a pasty white woman over a woman of color. Right, we're all.
That's true. Yeah, think about it. I didn't even think of that.
I do because they do. I do because they love to play that game.
Yeah,
and you know, so
once
Harvey
again, we
Jones,
fell into
the bulldog. She's smart.
Smart. You know, she knows how to get things done. And what do? They went back to the trough.
Right. Why would you give up your feed bag? Like, you know, why would you give that up?
Yep. No, got it. All right, for those of you who remember who she is, remember Jane Fonda?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, here's what I love about this. We were just talking about Hollywood and how smart they believe themselves to be and the things that they say. Take a listen to this.
You can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and the everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism. You can...
So, racism is because of racism. Misogyny is because of racism. I mean, I don't know if you caught that when she went through the list of everything, right?
Right.
Like, you know, diarrhea is because of racism,
uh-huh.
You know.
Are
they covering themselves or they really
believe
this stuff?
I got hiccups the other day. And
what?
I'm pretty sure that was
racist.
Racism.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But nobody's going to ask them any questions. Why wouldn't anybody push back and just ask the question, what do you mean by that? And have her sound even stupider.
Yeah, could you clarify? Wouldn't you love
that? Clarify that.
Yeah.
You know, climate change is going to do the poorest among us, or their solutions for what they believe is climate change will
right.
do the poorest among us more harm than good. They want to keep those people in that poverty-stricken state. If you think that it's better for African women to burn dung indoors to cook their food, the only thing that gets us out of these situations is prosperity. And that's the only thing. You know, the left doesn't want to see anybody rich but themselves.
That's true.
So,
yep.
Yeah. But they can't see that. What really bothers me is that we can see them so clearly. And they seem to hold all the cards. You know, I don't say all the cards, but they seem to hold a lot of the earthly cards. And it's very, very damaging, very detrimental what they're doing to people. It's sad. It's sad what they do. You know, I heard a newscast this morning. They're going after the religious right really hard because we're calling out what they do as demonic. I would like to have them explain how what they do is not demonic. A question. How is not killing a baby in the womb and even outside of the womb, how is that not evil, wicked, satanic? It certainly ain't godly. You know, there are many things that they do that is so on the side of wrong. I don't know, you know, pointing the finger at us for calling it out doesn't
work.
Yeah,
I know, right? Seriously. But I got to tell you something. You know, somebody sent me a link before, and our buddy Van Jones, because, you know, I said a little while ago that, you know, you didn't hear it was black, this person thinks they're being a little bit of a smart butt. I hope they're still listening. And so CNN put out a piece a little while ago that said that the police who killed Tyree Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism. And this is written by Van Jones. When you read through the article, he alludes to the fact that these black cops were driven by self-hate
right.
that basically has been sown into them by white folks over the decades. It was my fault again. I'm sorry.
Well, no, there is some truth to some black people not only hating who they are, but hating their own kind enough. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Soldier Story. That was a perfect example.
No, but wait a minute. So let's not go over that too fast. There
okay.
are plenty of people within their quote-unquote own races. I know, you know, I see it in the Italian race. I see it in the Jewish community where they kind of hate their own or loathe their own based on information they've been taught over the years.
I also think, no, ooh, this is really going to get you in trouble.
I got hey, you're the one right. saying it. Go for it.
But I honestly think sometimes that attitude comes from our own behavior. If you live in a community of like people and you see them robbing stores and dressing in ways that will never get them jobs, harassing women, not working, being on drugs, there are times when you can be very hostile, negative towards that image, especially because you do want more for your own people, and they're not doing you any favors by doing that. Every time I see, you know, we were so grateful when white kids started rioting. Before that,
God,
we were always.
But just think of that poor mom of that dead black kid there in Memphis. And one of the first things that she says in the first paragraph, please don't burn down our neighborhoods. Please, you know, and I've said that to you, and I've talked about that a million times. I go back to the Rodney King days. I never understood why the neighborhood was burning down the neighborhood.
They didn't have bus passes.
Ba-dum-bum.
You know, if you're crazy... if you're a crazed, I'll use the example of male, you're not going to run down the street and beat up somebody else's wife. You're going to beat up your own wife. So I don't find that, like, especially because, you know, like, black people in the community have been told that the Korean shop owners and all that in their communities were getting privileges that they didn't have. And, you know, yep. What are you going to do? You get mad, what are you going to do? You're going to run down to Beverly Hills, which they did in one of our last riots here in
yep.
California, L.A. But, no, you're not thinking. Okay, let's just say rioters aren't the most logical, rational people in the world.
No. Okay? Come on, you're not seeking justice, really? Okay.
No, they're seeking diapers and flat-screen TVs. And their form of justice in the form that they think that they can get it. And they're mad at the man and the system. And this is their way of getting back at it. You know, they're now going to Beverly Hills.
You got people listening and poking me, woman, here. So let's go back for a second to the women directors, right?
Okay.
And the screaming about that going on. So, Joe Lindsay and all the Oscars. So the last 2 years in a row, women won the nomination for, you know, directing kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the article they sent me goes on to say the Academy Award nominations announced on Tuesday, it didn't include a woman filmmaker. You know, any like Sarah Polley for, I guess, Women Talking, Gina Print. I don't know any of these people, by the way. Vice Wood, The Woman King, Maria Schrader.
Right.
She said, I mean, all of these were in there, and apparently they didn't make the cut. And the article goes on to say that there's 573 active members of the director's branch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, truly, if you want to believe it works this way, this should have been a fair vote for these people.
I wonder how many of them listen, there's so many backhanded, backroom deals and stuff.
I'm sure you're right. No question.
Yeah. I'm curious. Who did win Best Director?
Right. You're asking me. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought it was in the article. Okay. Because
Hasn't happened yet, right? These were just the nominees.
What's she complaining about?
The nominees were 581 nominated by the Academy. Only 18 films were directed by a woman. Of the 581 movies, there were only 18 movies directed by women. So, I don't know.
A lot of chicks don't go to directing school, and they don't get as far as getting...
Right, people, she said chicks, not me. Anyway, she'll be back next hour. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Love what's coming up. You're listening to Joe Mancini's show on GCN. We'll be right back.